Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Chof Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 7 lines from the top of daf chof aleph. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a nosei / mivneh. Nosei being the topic heading and mivneh, structural note here, are combined into one. A house shape will appear in the Gemara, highlighting Rava's name. We see Shnei Halochas Shel Rava, 2 laws taught by Rava, Shehamashutaf Lahem, common to them, Baal Sheminiach Gito, B'mokoy Mesuyam, a husband that leaves his get in a particular place, Umakne Hamokoyim Yachad Im HaGet Lishto, and transfers ownership of the place together with the get to his wife. So the woman is becoming the owner of the get, namely divorced, through acquiring ownership to a particular entity. The Gemara. Omar Rava, Kosav Lo Get, husband wrote a get, Venos Noi Biyad Avdo, and then placed it in the hands of his slave. Vikosav Lo Shtar Matona Olov, and then he writes a contract entitling the woman to acquire the slave. Shtar Maton is a document indicating his giving of a gift. Konosehu, she acquires the slave, who of course is holding the get. She acquires the slave, umisgareshes bo, and through that acquisition she also becomes divorced. The Gemara asks, Vamai, how can that be? Chotzer mehalechesi. The Eved is operating or represents a legal entity known as a chotzer. Chotzer literally is a courtyard. It's property, we'll say. The Eved is property, and he's being transferred to the woman. However, it's a walking courtyard. The Eved is a human being who has internal locomotion. So, as such, the Chotzer Maleches Lo Kona, a Chotzer Maleches, it's not like if I were to say put an article into a house owned by a person with the intent of the person acquiring the article. So by my putting it in his property, he acquires it. But since here the Eved is a Chotzer Maleches, it's a moving Chotzer, it doesn't acquire. V'chiteima be'oimet, you might say, well, he's giving her, the get is put into the hands of the Eved, the slave, and the transfer of the slave takes place while the slave is standing, he's stationary. V'amar Rava, but Rava says regarding that, kol she'ilu mahalech lo kona, oimed v'yoshev lo kona. Anything that, if it were to be walking, would not be an effective means of acquisition, even when that entity is standing or sitting, namely is stationary, it doesn't acquire on her behalf either. So what did Rava mean when he said that by transferring ownership of the slave who's holding the get, that she does acquire the get? V'hilchasa b'kofus. The Gemara rules that the transfer of the Eved and thereby the divorce will be effective if the Eved is bound up. He's kofus. He doesn't have the potential for walking as things are right now. In other words, unless I would release him from his bound state, he cannot walk. So he doesn't have so internal locomotion while kofus. The Omar Rova, Kosav lo get venosnoi bechatsero, a man who wrote a divorce document and then placed it in his courtyard, and this courtyard is a literal courtyard, literal piece of property that he owns. The Kosav lo shtar matonolov, notice the common element between this and the previous one. You can see we've dashed, underlined the phrase that shows how similar these two halachas are. And he writes a shtar matona for the chatzer, which has in it the get, konaseu. She acquires the chatzer, umisgareshes bo. And through her acquisition of the chatzer, she also becomes divorced. So you can see these two halachas of Rava are practically identical. So the Gemara, in between the lines, so to speak, is asking, what do I need both statements for? Couldn't, by teaching one, I figure out the other? So the Gemara answers to that, Utsricha, I need both of these teachings. And you notice we have a long point. D'i Ashmin and Eved had... We had Rava taught just the case of the slave, Havi Amina, Dafka Eved. I would have thought that this method of transfer of get works only in the case of the Eved, Aval Chotzer, but in the case of a courtyard, I would have said not to practice thusly, Ligzar, we should rule stringently and render it declared ineffective. Mishum as a preventive measure so that you don't come to the following case of Chotzer HaBol Liachar Mikan. Of course, what do you mean by Chotzer HaBol Liachar Mikan? So we look immediately in Rashi. Chotzer HaBol Liachar Mikan could go Nosan Lo Get B'Chotzer Chavero. You can have a similar case where a man puts a divorce document in his friend's courtyard. V'holach ba'al chotzer, u'mochar lo es ha'chotzer, o nosan lo b'matona. And that third party, that friend that owns the chotzer, he might sell it to the woman, or give the chotzer, the courtyard, as a gift to the woman, which, of course, at the time, the get is in that chotzer. But who's giving the chotzer to the woman? Not the husband. In such a case, the woman, though she acquires the get, so to speak, through the acquisition of the courtyard, however, she doesn't become divorced that way. The man megareshla, who's divorcing her? The kishenosan habal haget b'chotzer, when the husband put the get in the courtyard, lo shelo. Hoisa de tikni law chatzera kiilu no snow biyada. It's not going, the chotzer there is not going to acquire it for her as if it were her chotzer, in which case we would say it's like placing it in her hands. Vechi osa hai chotzer liyada, and in this case of the chotzer belonging to a third party, when she acquires the chotzer, lav mikoyach habal as yolob, it's not coming to her through the husband. De neheve no sein lo hachotzer vehaget biyachad. If it were his own chotzer, the husband's own chotzer, then that would work because he's giving her the chotzer and the get simultaneously. So it's a get coming to her from the husband. That's the way divorce takes place. But putting the get in a chotzer belonging to an outsider, so that lacks both possibilities. First of all, when the get is put into the chotzer, it's not her chotzer, which would have been like putting it into her hand. Nor is the chotzer being transferred from the husband directly to the woman, which would have been effective as if the husband were giving her the get. So that's why we have room to think that maybe in the case of Kosov law get v'nosan b'chatzero, that the second Rava teaching would not be effective. As we said, we should, if I had just the case of the Eved, namely Rava number one, I would not have thought that the Rava number two teaching would have been effective, because we might have thought that a gezeira is made, a preventive measure is imposed not to allow Rava number two to be effective, as we explained. The E Ashmin and Chotzer, had we taught Rava number two, Havamina Davke Chotzer, I would have thought only that case would be effective. Avol Eved, but in the case of Eved, Ligzar Kofus Otu She'eno Kofus. I would have thought that we should not allow even the case of the bound Eved in anticipation of us allowing the transfer of the Eved, even if he's not bound, while holding the get. And that would have been ineffective as a Chotzer Mehaleches. Komashmon, we are telling you here, we don't make that Gzera. So in both cases, had I not taught their effectiveness, I would have thought by teaching one, the other we would not allow because of a worry, a gezeira that would have been imposed. So we're told at the end of the day that in both cases, true, there's a potential room for confusion, for if we allow this, we might allow the other problematic case, but we're not going to restrict the effectiveness of these cases simply because of that worry, that concern that we should make a gzera. As we go on, we have a new marking scheme, and on the side it's explained under the Mivneh, the structural note, the triangles will appear, you'll see them in alternating directions. This is a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the back and forth style of the Gemara. Abaye makshaldino shalrova, Abaye will challenge Rava, and the inverted triangle nisayon litchuis kushis Abaye, an attempt to dismiss Abaye's question. And the diamond, Havlotas Noisim. When you look at the diamonds, you'll see they highlight key phrases. The first diamond highlights the word Chotzer. The next diamond highlights the word Shlichus. These are concepts that will be explained as we go into the Gemara. Omar Abaye. So we start with a question that lasts a few lines. Mifti. Chotzer Mehecho Israbi. The concept of chotzer, a courtyard, a piece of property, and its ability to acquire on behalf of someone else. As we explained above, putting the get in her chotzer, let us say, she would thereby be divorced. Even though you're not putting it in her lap, you're not putting it in her hands, you're putting it in her property. From where do we derive that? That what's the basis of the legal basis for a chotzer being an effective means of acquisition? Answer: mi yada, from the fact that her hand acquires for her. The pasuk says, "V'kasav lo sefer krisus v'nosan bi yada." Put it in her hand. Ma yada de isa bein midaita uvein bal korcha. Well, then we have to continue the analogy. The halachic analogy, namely, just like her hand acquires on her behalf, whether it's through her willingness or even against her will. What we've mentioned many times in our Daf Yomi Gemara Marking Shurim, that we are not here to teach practical applied halacha or final halachic rulings or halacha lemaisa. We just mentioned a concept meaning a divorce of a woman even against her will. That is a reality on a Torah level basis. We're talking here on strict letter of the law, exactly how divorce works in applied halacha. So that might be a different story. But as far as on the principle level, a divorce can take place whether she approves and even if she doesn't approve, even if it's Baal Korcha. So just like the hand operates on both levels. Av chatzera, so too chotzer, for a chotzer will be effective. Av chatzera the isa bein midaita ubein bal korcha. A chotzer, let us say, that is hers from before. In other words, a chotzer that she owned. So that kind of chotzer will acquire for her whether she wants me to put the get in that chotzer or not. If I simply toss the get into that chotzer against her will, it will acquire. So that's a chotzer that was hers before I put the get into it. However, v'ha matana, Rava described above putting a get into a chotzer and giving the chotzer to her as a gift. The receipt of a gift is not something that operates bal korcha. V'ha matana, midaito isa bal korcha lesa. A matana is acquired if there's willingness, but there's no idea of a forced matana. So Abaye feels that the case of Rava number two, the whole could very well include Rava number one as well, because in both cases we were dealing with her receiving the get through her receiving a matana. But that doesn't resemble yad. It doesn't resemble the basis, the origin, the source of chatzer. Maskif lo Rav Simi bar Ashi. So, as we mentioned before, he attacks Abaye's question. V'ha shlichus lekabolah. There's another halachic entity called agency. A shlich lekabolah is where the ultimate receiver appoints an agent to receive something on their behalf. And when such an agent receives something, it's considered as if the deal is completed. She, the woman, can appoint a shliach, an agent, to receive a get on her behalf. V'ha shlichus lekabala, the midaita isa bal korcha lesa, v'kohavi shliach lekabala. We know that the concept or the institution of agency is effective, and yet it doesn't work bal korcha. She has to appoint the shliach lekabalah. She can't. A shliach kabbalah cannot be created under duress or against her will. So we see that things that have that limitation, i.e., they work only midaita, but not bal korcha, and yet they are effective. Abaye responds to Rav Simi, showing that Rav Simi's objection is no objection. V'Abaye, what's his response to that? He says, "Otu shlichus miyoda is rabbi." Do you think that shlichus, concept of agency, is derived from yoda? The pasuk accounts for yad. Yad as being a means of her acquisition, as we said before. V'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. So yad is a Torah concept, but it is not the basis for shlichus. So now yad works bal korcha. That is a given that we know, but shlichus is not a derivative of yad. Shlichus has a separate biblical source. Mive shilach v'sholcha is rabbi. It's learned from the fact that the Torah uses the word v'sholcha mi beisa v'holcha v'hoisa lishacher. So the word v'sholcha appears in the Torah, and we can read that word v'sholcha, and she sent her agent. So it has a separate, separate source, and therefore the guidelines and the parameters of shlichus are not paralleled to yad. They're two separate biblical sources for effective, say, means of acquisition, having different standards. Chotzer, though, is a derivative of Yad. Hence, we expect the Chotzer to have the characteristics of Yad. And as a result of that, a Chotzer that is going to be operating through a Matona should not be effective. And that's Abaye's question on Rava. V'boyes Ema, Shlichus L'Kabola, another response to Rav Simi is that Shlichus L'Kabola actually does have a Baal Korcha precedent. So that you, if you're going to try to show Shlichus as something that works only midaita and yet it's effective, that's not an accurate description of Shlichus. Because Shlichus L'Kabbalah exists on a Baal Korcha level as well. Where? Shekein Av, Mekabel Get Lebito Ktana Baal Korcha. If a minor was married off by her father, the Torah grants the father the power to receive on her behalf the minor, his minor daughter, her divorce. No one asked her if she wants to be divorced or not. It's against her will. In other words, there's no expressed will on her part, and yet that works. So we see that and even Shlichus has the element of Baal Korcha. And at this point in the Gemara, it would appear then that Abaye's objection to Rava's halachas above stands. There's no response to Abaye's objection. And by the way, if you follow the marking scheme, you'll notice that the first triangle, which was a question that Abaye raised, had its point upwards, and you notice by the end of this discussion the triangle remains in an upwards position, showing that his question stands. The Mishnah taught a few examples of a get. It could be written on, let's say, non-conventional surfaces. We saw that a get could be written on an olive leaf. It could be written on the hand of an eved, and it could be written on the horn of a cow. And when written on the hand of an eved, so the Mishnah said, you write the get on the arm of the slave and give her the slave. Write the get on the horn of a cow and give her the cow. So the Gemara comments, continue from the bottom line, Al He'olo Shilzayas V'chulei, and V'chulei are the additional cases we just cited, Bishlamo Yad De'eved. I understand the case of the arm of the Eved, where the Mishnah says, after writing the get on the arm of the Eved, you then give her the slave. There's no other option. Since we continue at the top of Omid Beis, you have to give her the whole Eved. You can't like cut off, after writing the get on his arm, you cut off his arm and give her the arm. That's ridiculous. Lo efshele mikze. It's impossible halachically to cut off, to expect us to cut off the Eved's arm. He's a human being. Rashi says he's shaykh be mitzvahs, and it's also forbidden to impose injury on him. And not only that, if you do, the Eved will go free. Ella, Karen Shelpora, the Mishnah spoke about writing the get on the horn of a cow. Yet the Mishnah said, once you write the get on the horn of the cow, then you have to give her the cow. And that way she gets divorced. Let's say, Velesve law. Why not just saw off the horn and give her the horn with the get that's written on it? The Gemara says, no, that's not an option. Omar Kraw. The Pasuk says, here the Gemara quotes it in a slightly abbreviated fashion. Pasuk says, because of law, sefer krisus v'nosan law. So you see, the as far as actions are concerned, verbs in this Pasuk, the first verb is writing the get, and the next action, the immediate following action, is the giving of the get. There are no other actions between the two in the pasuk. So we learn from here, mi she'eino mechusur eloksiva nesina. A get is effective if the only thing that needs to be done is the writing and the giving. Then the get procedure is fine. Yotzazet, to the exclusion of this case, the suggested case of sawing off the horn of the cow in the interim, shemechusur, because there you're missing not just the writing of the get, but shemechusur ksiva ketzitza unesina. In addition to the writing and the giving, there's an interim action, namely the ktitza, the sawing off of the horn. And since that represents an additional action, that and the pasuk excluded that, as we explained, so there's no other way, if you're choosing to write the get on the cow's horn, other than giving her the cow. So as you're writing the get on its horn, and then giving her the cow, that is tantamount to giving her the get, as per the pasuk's requirement. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, in our Mishnah, he said, "Ein kisvin al davar sheyesh bo ruachayim v'lo al ha'ochlim." One does not write a get on something that has the breath of life in it, nor on food. My time of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What is the basis of his opinion? And we introduce this on the side of the Gemara with an osay. Mekoros ve'ezmer machlokes atorim v'inyan ksivas get al balei chayim v'ochlim. The Gemara will deal with sources from this point till the Mishnah that you see in the middle of the page. Sources for this Tanaic disagreement. Writing on living things and writing on food. So we mentioned already the pasuk. The Kosav law, safer krisa. So it's important to be aware of that verse. Desanya, safer. A quote from the Pasuk. Ein li elo safer. Well, if it's the word safer appears, I would think that you can write again only on a piece of klaf. Klaf is parchment. Minayin le rabbi is called over. From where do we know that the get can be written on things other than just safer, klaf, parchment? Talmud Lomar v'chosav law. And from that we learn mikomokom. It's an inclusionary expression. The pasuk didn't say chosav v'nosan sefer krisus biyado. It said v'chosav law sefer krisus v'nosan biyado. So from that we'll say added terminology, we derive that it can be written on other things as well. Im kein ma tam lo mar sefer. If you're including other things upon which the get can be written, why then specify sefer? Ma sefer dovor she'ein bo ruachayim veino ochel. Just like a piece of parchment is not living. It comes from something that was living, but it is not a living thing, nor is it food. Af kol davar she'ein bo ruachayim ve'eino ochel. So too, what is a legitimate material upon which to write the get? Anything that has those characteristics. It's not living, nor is it food. Now, the Rabbanon disagreed. What's their challenge? What's their basis of disagreeing with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The squiggle underline, if you to follow it, you'll see in most cases it's highlighting the next speaker, each one back and forth. So, v'rabbonon, iksiv ba-sefer, kidu koamris. If the pasuk would have said, v'kosav law ba-sefer, or b'sefer krisus, kidu koamris, then I would agree that the pasuk is telling me, klaf. And then the kosav law comes to include other things. However, hashtag dichsiv sefer, since the Torah, now that the Torah writes sefer without the bays preceding it, the word sefer has nothing to do with the material upon which the get is written. It's lesfiras dvorem hu da'asa. It's the pasuk is telling me that you're supposed to describe in the get that you're writing what is taking place. As far as upon what you can write it, there's no limitation. You can write on anything. So if I don't have any limitation per se, what is the Vekosav law expression going to do for the Rabbonan? The Rabbonan hai Vekosav my avdilei. We saw Rabbi Yossi Haglili use Vekosav law to include other things. Then he said above in the source, Vekosav law mikol mokom. But the Rabbonan don't need an inclusionary expression because there's no limitation placed on them in the first place. So what do they do with Vekosav? Miboya lehu, they need it for the following teaching. Beksiva misgareshes v'eino misgareshes bekesef. The means of divorcing a woman is through a writing out of a divorce document, a divorce story, but it's a writing. And it's not, a divorce is not accomplished through money. And for example, if he would tell her, take this coin, and through your taking of the coin, you are divorced from me. You might laugh at that. I hope not, because there's a reason to think that that would have been effective. Salka daita chamina, you might have thought, akish yitzio lahavaya. In fact, we do this in other areas of halacha, but here not so. I would have thought that I compare exit, yitzio's exit meaning divorce, lavaya, that's entrance to be married, that's kiddushin. Ma havaya bekesef, just like kiddushin, marriage is accomplished through money. One offers the wife, the woman, money in exchange for her agreeing to marry him. So af yitzia nami bekesef, I would have thought, by virtue of the pasuk that says v'yotza v'hoisa le'ish acher, the pasuk itself makes a comparison between marriage and divorce. It says v'yotza, she leaves one, v'hoisa, marries Mr. Two. So the Torah compares marriage to divorce or divorce to marriage. And just like marriage is accomplished through money, so I would have thought that divorce should be accomplished through money as well. Kamash Malon, what overrides that? Kamash Malon is Vekosav. Vekosav derails that particular thought. However, I pointed out earlier, just in very, very in passing, there are other areas of halacha where we do compare the laws of marriage to the laws of divorce and or vice versa. But not with regard to the effectiveness of money being a method of divorce. V'idach, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, what about this last point that divorce is not accomplished through money? Nafkale, he learns it misefer krisus. He learns it from that expression. From Rashi says misefer krisus, mi desomach krisus lesefer. From the fact that the word krisus is juxtaposed with the word sefer. Again, the pasuk says because of law, sefer krisus, and krisus means cutting off, separation. It means in this case the divorce. And we learn from the positioning of the words, safer korso, the ein dover acher korso. It's the safer, the document. Rabbi Yossi Haglili understood the word safer originally to mean the klaf. So it's the document that divorces her, and not something else, not money. The idach, the rabbanon, what do they do with the phrasing safer krisus? Miboyale, they need it for a different teaching. Dovar hakores beino levano. The divorce must be a total separation. Kidisanya, as is illustrated in the following Tanaic source. Hareze giteich amenash shelo tishti yayin. Amenash shelo telchi lebeis ovich lolam. Imagine a man gives a divorce to his wife, and he stipulates, this is a divorce on condition that you don't drink wine. It's a divorce on condition, stipulation, that you never go to your father's house. Ein zekrisus. That does not qualify as a divorce. Why? Because for the balance of her life, she is still bound to the husband. In what sense? The moment that she goes, she drinks wine or she goes to her father's house, the divorce is retroactively invalidated. So she, there's a constant, there's an endless connection to the husband. That is not a divorce. However, if he says, then hare zeh krisus. If he says this is your divorce on condition that within the next 30 days you don't go to your father's house, that is a divorce because the end is in sight. It's not. It's you can see that after 30 days, there is no more any condition. So that's what the Rabbanan learned from the expression sefer krisus, that the get has to have in it a potential for total separation, total divorce. Ve'idach Reb Yossi Haglili, where does he learn that point from? Mikores Krisus. Instead of the Torah writing the Kosav Law Sefer Kores, the Torah wrote Sefer Krisus. The added letters at the end of that word enable Reb Yossi Haglili to derive this point. Ve'idach the Rabbanan. They didn't derive it from the change in term kores to krisus. So the Gemara says kores krisus lo darshi. They don't see any significance in that particular change of expression to warrant deriving a new halacha. So we see from this, let's say, give and take discussion, the sources for each one. Reb Yossi Haglili, who excluded writing a get on Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruach and on food, and how the Rabbanan didn't see things the way Reb Yossi Haglili saw things. The Mishnah. Ein kosvin b'mechubah l'karka. A get is not to be written on something attached to the ground. You wouldn't write a get on a tree branch and then saw off the tree branch and give her the get. The Mishnah goes on to teach something that's a bit perplexing, but we'll read it anyway. The Gemara will point out the difficulty. Kosvoi b'mechubar tolsha v'chosmoi v'nosla kosher. If the get were written on something attached, then detached, then signed and given to her, it's acceptable, it's kosher. Reb Yehuda posel. Ad shetehek sivosa v'chasimosa b'tolosh. Reb Yehuda says, no, you can't rely on just the signing being while detached. The writing and the signing have to be on it while it's detached. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer ein kosvin lo al hanyor hamochuk velo al hadiftara. One is not to write a get on paper that has been previously erased, nor on diftara. Diftara is a reference to leather at an early stage of its tanning, of its preparation towards parchment. Why are these materials not suitable for writing a get? But neshu yochol is dayif. It's easy to forge, to alter the original document, and the woman will not be aware of its having been tampered with. V'hachomim machshirim. The chum say it's okay. Let's look at Rashi. Nior hamochuk, writing a get on a piece of paper that's experienced erasure is not suitable. Why? Yochol lachzor ulemochuko ad hoedim ulekoisvoi v'yavir tnai shohoyabo. Imagine a get that was originally written with a condition, a stipulation built into it. And someone didn't like that stipulation. The get also happened to have been signed. So what could take place, tampering could take place, where the text of the get is erased and rewritten without the problematic stipulation or the contested stipulation. And lo and behold, you have witnesses that had signed on already. And v'lomu chamilsa, it won't be obvious that it was tampered with. Daha edim nami al hamechak chasumim. The the witnesses had also signed on an erasure, on erased paper. So there's no, you won't be able to see a contrast between that which the witnesses had signed on. Had it been a, let's say, a fresh piece of paper, so you would have seen that the witnesses' names appear on that which is, has been unerased, and the body of the get has erasures. So you see that it was tampered with. V'chein diftera, ein mechat shelo nikur. With regard to diftera, erasures done on diftera are not noticeable. V'mor meforesh my diftera will explain what that is. The Chachamim are machshir. Why are they say that's okay? Did we not just show how problematic that could be? So the Gemara will explain. The Gemara, Kosfoy al Hamachubar. The Mishnah, in its second phrase, said that if the get is written on something attached to the ground, you then detach it, have it signed, and everything is fine. But how can that be? V'ho'amris reisha. Did the opening of the Mishnah not say Ein Kaisman? It said quite clearly Ein Kaisman Mechubar. So in the same, practically on the same line of the Mishnah, it says you don't write B'Mechubar, then it says you can write on B'Mechubar. The markings that you see a diamond, a Roman numeral number 1, and later on a number 2. So on the side, under the Nosei/Mivneh heading, we've written Shtei Gishois, two approaches, lahasbir hadin, to explain the law, im kosav haget b'mechubar lekarka. If he wrote a get while attached, what could be, what could follow, and it still be kosher? So the Gemara continues, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, v'hu sheshir mokom hatoreif. You can have the form of the get written while attached, provided the heart of the get, the toref, the main part of the get, that's a reference to the names of the couple, the woman's name, the wife's, the husband's name, the date, provided that that is not written while attached. Here we have Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. These are all opinions that agree with this explanation. V'chein amar Rabbi Lozer, amar Rabbi Shaya, v'hu sheshir mokom hatorev. V'chein amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu sheshir mokom hatorev. V'reb Lozer hi. And this approach is in accordance with the Rebbe Lozer. Now there's a machlokas we've seen earlier in the Masichta between Rebbe Lozer and Rabbi Meir, when the Torah says v'kosav lo sefer krisus. That v'kosav is referring to what? According to Rebbe Lozer, the kosav is a reference to the writing of the get. For Rebbe Lozer, he domer ede mesira karsi. The witnesses that make the difference are the witnesses that see the get transferred, given over, handed over from the man to the woman. And the pasuk that says v'kosav, that is a reference to the writing of the get. V'hochi ko'omar, ein kosvin, and with this we're rereading the Mishnah, and actually before we even do that, we glance at the Rashi. For a belozerhi, masnisen deboy ksiva betolush, the Mishnah that requires writing to be while detached, the Dorish v'kosav dekra, a kosav haget v'lo achasimas edim. The word v'kosav in the Torah is a reference to the writing of the text itself, not the signing of the witnesses. This approach is Rebbe Lozer hi. Yomar chasimas haget eino min haTorah. The signing that takes place on a divorce document is not a Torah requirement. Element they tikkun ha'olam. It's there as convenience. It's a tikkun olam, literally means a fixing of the world. But it means that the signing on of the witnesses onto the get itself is not letter of the law. It's an invention, an application of something that makes things more convenient later on. Hilkoch, v'kosav dekra, the word v'kosav in the Torah, akosav haget koitz, going on the writing of the document itself. Now, which part of the document is so essential? And we mentioned before the names and the date. And the Mishnah then is to be understood as follows. V'hochi ka'amar, we turn back to the Gemara. Ein kosvin toifis. You don't write the form of the get, standard form of the get, while attached. Why not? Shema yichtov toreif. We're fearful that if we allow that, you'll write the toreif also while attached. The toreif being the main part or the unique part of the get to this particular couple. Kosvo lo toifes v'tolshoi. If he wrote the standard form of the get without the toreif, the standard form, the standard text of the get while still attached. V'tolsho, and then you detached it. And then kosvo la toreif, after you cut off the branch that had the standard form of the get written on it, you then added, after detached, you added the names of the couple and the date. And then venosnoi lo kosher, and then giving it to her is okay, because between the ikur, the main part of the get writing, and the giving, there were no additional actions. V'reish lokish omar chos moi shoninu. V'rebi meir hi, diomar eide chasimo karsi. This approach represents that other Tanaic opinion as to what the Torah use of the word v'kosav is referring to. According to Rebbe Meir, v'kosav lo sefer krisus, that word v'kosav is a reference to the writing of the witnesses who are signing on. So it's a writing of their signatures that we call the chasima. V'hochi ko'omar, and the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, which reflects Rebbe Meir's approach, will be understood thusly. Ein kosvin toreif. You don't write even the main part of the get while attached. Why not? Gzeiro shemo yachtam. We're afraid that if you write the entire text of the divorce document, the entire text, not only the standard form, but the unique elements too while attached, you might end up having it signed while attached as well. And that would be unlawful. That would be invalid. Kosvoi l'toreif, if they wrote the entire get, including the mainstay of the get, the unique element of the get, while attached. Tolshoi chosmoi, it was then detached, and then signed while detached, v'nosnu lo kosher, because you don't have any actions between the kosav of the Torah, which according to Rabbi Meir is a reference to the signing of the witnesses and the giving of the get. And that's why, if after the Tlisha, the signing took place and then the giving, the get would be okay. So the opening of the mission, according to both approaches, represents a gzeira. Don't start the writing while mechuber. Which writing? The writing that's not the essential part of the get. When I say not the essential part, the writing that is not referred to by the Torah through the word v'kosav. So that you in a get, you have a standard form, you have a toreif, and you have signatures. But we can't say that all of that is what the Torah means when it says v'kosav. What does v'kosav mean? So that's a machlokas tanoim. Either it's referring to the toreif of the get, or it's referring to the eidei chasima. The Gemara continues, kosvoi al cheres shel otzitz nokuv, kosher. If a get is written on the clay of a flower pot with a hole in it, cheres is earthenware or clay vessels. Here we're dealing with a clay flower pot with a hole in it, and you wrote the get on it. The get is kosher. The shokil le v'yohiv le nihala. You can pick up the flower pot and with the get written on it and give it to her. Al ola shel otzitz nakuv, writing it on a leaf from a plant that's growing in a flower pot with a hole in it. That is a different story. Abayim are kosher, rovim are pasul. You see a machlokis amoroyim, if that's acceptable or not. Before we go on, we glance at Rashi regarding the flower pot itself. The shokule lukule otzitz. You take the entire flower pot. The enkan mechusuk tzitza. You don't have to consider that by picking up the flower pot. That's like detaching it, like cutting it. We said before that you're not allowed to have any actions between the writing or the writing and the giving. So you wrote the get on the clay flower pot. What's the next action? Giving it to her. There's no kitsitsa in the interim. V'ein lochu shemo yishover hacheres v'itein lo achaticha v'havi lo kitsitsa t'lo mafsid le lotzitz. You don't have to think that maybe he will, after writing the get, he's going to break off he's going to cut apart the flower pot and give her only that part that has the get on it. A person wouldn't do that. He's ruining the flower pot if he tries that. What about writing it on the leaf of a plant growing from the flower pot? We didn't mention before, but we're going to see elsewhere, and we'll see later in the Gemara, that a flower pot with a hole in it, regarding certain halachas, is considered as if there's an attachment to the ground. The nutrients in the soil can be absorbed through that hole that's in the flower pot. But you can see, as far as halacha number one is concerned, we're not looking at things with that emphasis in mind. We're looking at the flower pot as simply a portable item, and if you write it directly on on the flower pot, giving her the flower pot is an effective means of divorcing her. However, writing it on the leaf of a plant growing from the flower pot with a hole in it, Abaye says it's okay, and Arava says it's not okay. Abaye Amar Kosher, he says it's kosher. We continue at the top of Daf Chof Beis. Deshokil lei v'yohiv lei nihala. In that case as well, he picks up the flower pot with the plant growing in it, and on the plant, remember there was a get written on the leaf. Let's give her the whole thing, and she's divorced. Rava Omar Posel. He can't accept that. Dzeira Shema Yiktom. We're afraid that he might cut off the leaf. And cutting off the leaf is not like his breaking apart the flower pot before. Nothing's being ruined, per se. So we're afraid that if we allow writing the get on a leaf of the flower pot, a leaf of a plant growing from the flower pot, he might, after writing the get, cut off the leaf. And that's called ktitza min ha-mechuber. That's called tearing something or cutting something off from that which is attached. We explained before that the flower pot with the hole in it has this element of being considered attached. And therefore the cutting would be an interim action that is against the will of the Torah, which said that between the writing and the giving there should be no other actions. So Rava takes this, we'll say this, preventive measure and says, if you're going to write a get on the leaf of a plant growing from a flower pot, it's posel, gzeira shema yitom, in anticipation of a case where he actually would detach the leaf, and that's going to be no good mi ikur hadin. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access Marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.